This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The NCAA has approved immediate eligibility for multi-time transfers that will go into effect this week. The council has done that. Why would the NCAA, after already losing so much of its power, approve something like this that will only create even more chaos in college football?
I think it's because they knew that they couldn't win a court battle, which might happen if they denied somebody a transfer. So they're like, they just throw up their hands and say, okay. I mean, the NCAA never wins in court. And so I think they felt like, okay, they can't win this one. We talked about this several weeks ago. I wrote a blog about my thoughts on it. I would like to see the NCAA say you can't transfer after your first year to program, because so many players do transfer after year one. They transfer because of lack of playing time. They transfer because a coach chewed them out. They transfer because they didn't get enough NIL money. They also transfer because they're homesick. There are a lot of them that will, you're from California, you sign with, Georgia. You don't play much the first year. You're living way away, and you're like, I need to get closer to home. So you transfer back to a California school. I think all of those things have contributed to so many players leaving after year one. So I would like to see them do that. Would they lose a court battle on that? Would some players sue over that? Probably. But I'm not a huge fan of allowing this. I don't like the idea that every year you can put your name out there and be a free agent as an athlete. You don't have it in football, NFL. You don't have the NBA. You don't have the NHL. Here's something I would also like to see. If you sign an NIL, if you're Nico Emelieva and you sign an NIL deal with Tennessee, it's a contract. It's a three-year contract or a four-year contract. You're bound to that school. Or if you leave, you have to pay them back. So people get on coaches about leaving, but most coaches have a buyout where if you leave, you got to pay the school back some money, right? Well, right. Put it on the athletes. So I think they should sign more contracts. And maybe it's a two-year deal. Maybe it's a three-year deal. Whatever it is, I think if you can get them to sign an NIL contract, which binds them to that school, and if they leave, there's a penalty that they incur. Now, why wouldn't that hold up in court? That's the case with professional coaches. So why can't you do that with college athletes? I don't know, but I would like to see that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, contract law, that's not any antitrust violation to sign a contract. And that's a very good point. And effectively, these players are just independent contractors at this point, right?
That's correct. And they have more freedom than any pro athlete in any sport. Because all these guys, if they're any good, they're signing multi-year contracts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have a theory with the NCAA, and you're right. They probably wanted to avoid a lawsuit, but I think they might be taking it a step further. And tell me if I'm crazy on this. I think the NCAA is so upset about losing so many of these cases that rather than navigate on how to move forward, they'd rather create as much chaos as possible to say, you guys don't want us around, see what happens without us. And I think I have a feeling that they would like to let the college football world know what they're in store for because of what they fought for without them. Is that crazy on my end to think that?
No, that's a very interesting point. I hadn't thought about that, Caleb, and that could be where they're going with this. I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said the NIL and the transfer portal aren't going away. And I said, I'll agree with that, but I'll bet you this. I'll bet you in 5 to 10 years it doesn't look like this. And he was like, yeah, well. I said, no. They will come up with something, whether it's multi-year deals in NIL or maybe revamping the transfer portal. I don't think they can exist. I think it's non-sustainable. Now, I did read a friend of mine. He wrote a column that said, oh, all these people saying the game is going to be less popular when you do all this. Look, this is still in the beginning of this situation. Okay. Did you have record numbers for women basketball? Yeah, because of Caitlin Clark. But did you have great viewership for the national championship game, the playoffs? You did. But I just wonder if there'll be fans down the road that kind of get fed up with some of this and decide, I'm not paying however many thousands of dollars for the right to buy tickets to go see these games. I think that you'll see some people get turned off by this. In particular, if you have a guy transfer. He may be at five schools in 5 years. So I think to say that it's helped the game rather than hurt it right now is premature. I think you got to get a few more years before we find that out.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny you bring that up because everybody likes to talk about ratings for a year to say, well, this proves that these decisions are right. But the question is really, what are you doing to bring new fans in down the road? The example I always give, Jimmy, I don't know how much you cover it, but remember when NASCAR thought they could compete with the NFL, so they decided to start the Chase Cup? And the ratings the ratings went up in 2005, I think, when it started. And there's been a slow decline since then, ever since then. Because what they really did with the Chase Cup is, let's be honest, they devalued all the summer races that most of the people go to anyway during that time. And I think that you got to think long term with this. The other thing is, I don't think people understand. We all care about player welfare. We all want what's best for players. Most college sports fans do. Unfettered NIL and transfer portal rules only help players who are already going to be millionaires when they reach the NFL anyway. They don't help players who, I think you know this, Jimmy, most college football players, their market value is worth less than the scholarship that they're getting to go. The full ride they're getting to college for most players. That is.
Yeah.
You're in it. Aren't we entering an era of college football of rich get richer? And basically every other student athlete is left out in the dust at that point.
Well, there are two things that are a bit concerning to me. One is that, and this is 2022 numbers. Okay. So I don't know what the 2023 numbers are. Of the thousands or how many players entered the transfer portal, scholarship players in football, almost 40% did not find a home. Now think about that. And or they ended up going from a Division I program to Division II. So they had to go down. Almost 40%, almost. So that bothers me a little bit. The other part that concerns me a little bit, there are a few opportunities for high school players. Because what are schools doing? They're recruiting from the portal. They're recruiting from other colleges. They're not recruiting from high school. They're looking for immediate help. So a lot of these high school kids get left out in the cold. Or they go to a much smaller school. And so they go to a smaller school, prove themselves, and then they get to go to a bigger school. But I don't like the number of high school athletes that are kind of getting left out in the cold or having to go to a smaller school because bigger schools are recruiting from the portal.
Yeah, I agree. And that's only going to continue to increase. You're almost going to have college football. Dave and I talked about this. It's almost going to start to work like a farm system in 10 years where the smaller schools will be like the minor league baseball programs. And then you're right, the college programs will pick them out. I want to talk real quick about this funny Super League as part of the segment. But before I do, just 60 seconds, guys, stick with us. This show is brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas.
Here, you know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
Jimmy, did you hear about that rumored Super League that people were talking about? 70 teams, or 80 teams, excuse me, 70 locked into conferences, and then the last league, a relegation league. Did you hear about this last week that came out?
Yeah, I remember having a discussion with somebody a couple of weeks ago that said they're going to form a super conference with 40 teams, Big Ten, SEC, and a few other teams. And I'm saying, you can't, that's too few teams. You got to have more than that. I thought the minimum would be 60. Why? Well, you got to have somebody that you can beat. You know, if you had 40 teams and they're all really good programs, more coaches are going to get fired left and right. And all of a sudden, 7-5 is a pretty good season. So, yeah, I figured at least 60. Going to 80. Now, is this still – I haven't read all the details. Is this still under the umbrella of the NCAA, or do they break away from the NCAA?
So college presidents have discussed breaking away from the NCAA for this. It's college presidents and an NFL, some NFL administrator. And the idea is that they would break away, form their Super League, and this way players would be able to collectively bargain so they could actually have a standard with the NIL and the transfer portal. I don't know how the format would work with other sports, but I think, and here's my thing about this, and I don't know how you feel about him, but I am not the biggest Greg Sankey fan. And one, I think he got played by the Big Ten and just outsmarted left and right when it came to the TV contracts. But the other part is, I think he and Tony Petitti, they don't want this because this is going to take away their power, and they run college football at this point. So I don't, I think the Super League was the best way to move forward. I love the idea. But Jimmy, or Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti will never sign off on anything that doesn't put them in charge of something, right?
Yes. And I've heard people say you need a czar, you need a commissioner for college football. Well, Greg Sankey might want it, but Tony won't say no, or vice versa. I don't know that either one of them wants to relinquish the power that they have. So that would be an interesting dynamic. I've also been told by somebody that's pretty knowledgeable, he thinks that they will break away and establish their own rules, but still under the umbrella of the NCAA. So the NCAA doesn't touch them. They give these schools autonomy, and then everybody else remains under the umbrella of the NCAA. But they would be NCAA member schools running their own show the way they want to for football only, because you have to have a governing body. So I'll be curious to see if they go in that direction.
And they'd probably pay a licensing fee just for the schools to use their name, something like that.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.